The next, yeah.
That's where you want to go.
We have a handout for your consideration. As you're aware,
Hi, good morning.
We would like to review grant requests that have been received but were not funded in the 2007 budget. And during the public hearing in June for the budget, we received numerous requests plus some additional subsequent to the budget. And as you can see on this first page, we had over $1.5 million of requests from various agencies and whatnot for funding. Last week, Mr. Stickles, Mrs. Webb, and Mr. LaCates and myself met, and we picked out a few we thought you might want to consider if the council desired to fund them. And on the second page, there are some listed: housing and community improvement programs, and then some other programs. One you addressed earlier this morning, that's DENREC surface water management level services analysis. The third page shows the amounts requested by the various senior centers for the transportation program. Funding, if you wanted to fund all of these requests, we would suggest first to use the money in the constable's budget. There was $250,000 allotted there for dog control, and we allocated $25,000 this morning.
So which one you called it? First one? A.
Bigger.
Need a motion?
What
are we doing here?
The first one we made was DENREC. You're talking about DeValgo?
Right, that was.
We did that one.
Okay, that's now we're to item
that
A.
That was number D. Is that
yeah,
all?
That was number D is done.
Second page, on the second page of the handout, we listed the ones that we thought you might be interested in. And then the third page of the handout are the transportation programs.
The second page is is the ones we, okay, that
from the
earlier agendas that we looked at.
Okay, so we're going to deal with page 2.
The amount of money that is in front of us, the Dave, or Susie, yes, is what they've asked for.
The first amount, like for instance, First State Community Action requested $75,000.
Okay, and then the one to the right of that is what has been suggested.
What we were suggesting as a possibility, yeah.
Okay, and that's the one we've had time to research, so we recommend on the right.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll start, Ms. Webb with A.
Excuse me?
We'll start with item A, First State Community Action.
The ones on the second page, you were made aware, there were numerous ones we had. The ones on the second page were ones that council members had said they wanted to discuss.
Okay, go to page 2, gentlemen.
For example, First State Community Action, NCAL, Diamond.
I think we concentrated on the housing programs, basically, because the other grants, a lot of them have been done through community improvements or Councilmatic or... In last year's budget, there was a few that we funded, so we've concentrated on the housing program and the CHEER program.
Right. The other programs were council members asked us to put on. We had not funded those before, and the four of us have not recommended those.
So what's recommended on the table is here, before us this morning right here?
Top three are recommended by the four of us.
Okay.
The bottom two, the other two programs, we did not recommend.
And we already funded one of those.
Right.
And we funded one of those already this morning.
Yeah.
Okay. So do we, Mr. Griffith, motion for each one like regular grants?
Yeah. Have you decided how much you're going to, is it the $225,000 you're using or?
Well, I think we're probably going to take the recommendation finance committee on the...
Yeah, I'm prepared to make that motion. The only question I guess that's maybe left out there is University of Delaware College of Agriculture Safety Agent. Mr. Cole was adamant that that be discussed today. Mr. Cole, do you have a figure in mind?
Mr. Dukes.
I'll jump in on that one. I attended the Safe Kids Day the other day and talked to Mark Isaacs down there, and he wanted to know if we were going to fund this, and I said, I don't think that there's support in funding it, too. It's the total request. As you all know, Ron Jester has retired down there, and they have, was it Mark Love or Mike Love?
Mike Love.
Mike Love is filling in, but they don't have a federal grant anymore. They had a very good program there at the for Safe Kids Day, and Mike did a great job with it. He's saying if they could get 15,000, they would be happy. That would help them.
This would be an ongoing, right? What we've always recommended are one time.
Everything's one time, I think.
This would be ongoing, then, correct?
My suggestion is 15,000 a one time.
One time.
You know, we'll see what they can do. I mean, that'd help them this year.
We're a tight bunch. 15,000? I think we could afford to give that if they're going to keep a safety guy on and help with
that. Well, we could, Mr. Cole, but...
My God, we gave $100,000, what was it, to that basketball tournament, and it's gone.
A minute ago, you didn't even want to talk about it.
This is more important. Let's
get a number here.
I'm just trying to see where you all end up. That's before I open up my mouth.
Can I like politics.
I see how tight you all get, and it's embarrassing.
Well, sometimes. Talking to Mr. Isaac, he'd be happy with $15,000.
Well, then, but let's not limit it to 1 year. Let's just, as long as they keep a safety agent on, why don't we contribute to $15,000? That'll help them... budget
that makes you nervous.
Make plans for the future.
That makes you nervous. We say that every year, right?
$15,000. I think if the Sussex County Council can't afford $15,000 a year for that position, we're straight.
You said a few minutes ago the real estate market is softening. It's going to affect our budget.
This is not coming out of the real estate market.
That affects all our budgeting. We have.
It's coming out of dogs, but we got to be prepared for dogs because
so right
year,
now
we don't have dogs.
It's just hard for these other agencies to.
We have a suggestion for Mr. Dukes for $15,000. Someone else to change that?
Nope. I'll second that.
Okay. We got consensus of $15,000 then. With that, if legal counsel will allow it, we have First State Community Action, NCAL, Diamond State Community Land Trust, which Mr. Lacasa is going to briefly talk about. We've already funded DENRAC and the University of Delaware College of Ag. Mr. Griffith, can we legally do the block, or do we have to...
What was the question again?
Can we legally do the block instead of
I think you could do it either way.
If we make a motion, I'll make a motion that we fund the following agencies at these levels. First State Community Action at $50,000, NCAL at $20,000, Diamond State Community Land Trust at $50,000, University of Delaware College of Agriculture at $15,000, all one-time grant.
Question?
Yes, sir.
Are we going then to address the next page, or is this... be the end of this subject?
No, the next one's coming up.
It's a separate?
That's
yes. Question. Yeah, that was
just, we're just talking about
yes.
Page one?
Yes, page two. Really.
Page two.
I'm just trying to get clear.
Okay, gentlemen, I have a motion with Mr. Phillips. Can I get a second?
Interfaith.
So the total then would
put
be...
Put 1, 2, 3 on the page, that way you can understand.
No, I just wondered, I'm trying to find out what you're all up to.
That's a total of $135,000.
Right.
Correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Ma'am? Okay.
You have is that a motion, Mr.
I had that by Mr. Phillips.
I'll second that.
Second by Mr. Jones. And the legal counsel says we can do it this way. Questions? If not, what's before you? $135,000 for the five appropriations that Mr. Phillips announced?
Can I ask one more question? Bill, I know some of this, we have stipulations on receipt, refundable, you know, they bring a receipt into us, basically, and we cash it out. Is that still a part of the deal? I guess on
First State Community Action, right. Per your recommendation, we'll continue to do like we have in the past, and that our finance, our only yes, we'll only pay for bills we receive approved by us. Yes.
Okay. Did you tell me you were on the board of Diamond State Community Land Trust?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
and that would probably be the affordable housing that myself
yes,
and Mr.
Yes, the
Cole
affordable housing, the lower part of it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, John, we have a motion, a second. Questions have been answered. Call for the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes. Ms. Webb, you got that down?
Yep.
We go to next page 3, and it'll be the Sussex County Council Transportation Grants, and this is senior programs. Ms. Baker or Ms. Webb, you want to elaborate? Mr. Cole had a request a couple weeks ago, and
I didn't have a request. I think the
Cheers,
agency had the request.
Well, they had to request me.
And I said, many of
them
are
said
in
he
jeopardy.
Needed to know something, and I said, let's try to accommodate them because some transportation may cease if they don't get an answer. So this is where we are today. Not Mr.
Baker. The first column is the request. These are the amounts that were over the state budget.
This is what they asked for in the beginning. Right.
That's what they asked, over and above the state budget amounts that were allocated several weeks ago. The second column is a way to finance, to provide some grant money if the council wanted to do that. And what we did is we came up with 10% of their base funding with a $50,000 maximum so that the cheer program would be $50,000, and then the others are 10% of what the state budget amount that was funded. And that comes up to a total of $74,600.
And that's from the budget committee.
And that $50,000 does go toward the transportation or
for nutrition transportation,
right? Right. Nutrition, busing,
and we are going to, when we do that, like always, we will be stipulations that this money will be used for those particular programs that we are
stipulate that it's definitely for transportation purposes and that this is for the nutrition program. The $50,000 is for the nutrition program.
Okay,
this is a one time deal, also. Any questions, gentlemen?
Make a motion we allocate then $74,600. Is that the correct number?
Yes.
Yes.
Towards these programs as listed by the finance department.
Right. I'll second that, Mr. Cole.
Yeah, motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Jones, to appropriate $74,600 to the Sussex County Council Transportation Grant Program for the senior citizens, as requested by them and reviewed by the budget committee, and refer back to us for a vote. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes. Okay, next item.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Baker, how soon can we get them checks?
Susie got them right with her.
I can start processing. I have the original letters, so I think we have. Oh, yeah.
The lady's here waiting for them.
First of the month.
Okay.
I can get cheer out. I can get cheer out right away. I'll work on
we'll
it right now.
Arlene said old people
go
very happy.
Go choose one out for
me. Bruce, you get that? Arlene said old people very happy. Okay, with that, we'll move on to Mr. Lank. Now 10:45
Boy,
plus.
We're right on time as usual.
Right on time for you.
What do you think, Rob?
What I can do.
Last week I provided a copy of a memo for council's consideration in reference to an appeal for subdivision number 2005-12. It's the application of Lacrosse Homes of Delaware Incorporated, the project called Hayfield Subdivision. My memo makes reference to the commission's recommendations for denial of the subdivision application, which was about three pages of reasons. And then there's a copy of a two-page letter from James Fuquay, attorney on behalf of the applicants, requesting the council give consideration to an appeal.
And you have a report from?
The report was provided to you all it went out of mail last week.
So this is where a site plan review was turned down?
That was a subdivision application through the site plan or public hearing process for review of a subdivision site plan. And the commission recommended the application be denied. And as I stated, it's approximately 2.5 pages of
and this is
reason for denial.
This is next to Isaac's Glen.
It's just west of and adjacent to the Isaac's Glen application.
All we need it today is for you to agree to hear the appeal so I can advertise it.
That's right.
I guess you need to talk about a date when it might be scheduled.
They have requested September 19th.
Well, that's their request, but you could do it then or some other time.
Right. And Mr. Griff, do we have to hear the appeal, or can we just say no, we don't want to hear an appeal?
They filed it within the time period.
Okay, but so then we automatically have to. Oh, all right, then we have to
hear it.
Do it. Then. Yeah. Okay. That's what I want to know.
Okay.
Here we go again.
Make the motion.
Not that motion.
But to grant them, Mr. Griffin said we could
depending
put a stipulation on it. Do we want to do it the 19th?
It's really a question of scheduling.
Is that enough time for advertising, Robert, and all that good stuff?
Okay, so you're advertising it for what date?
The 19th.
That'd be the third Tuesday in September.
Okay.
Is that?
It'd be a first day meeting.
Lawrence, does that give well, you don't, yes, you just have to look good that day, right?
We're done.
Okay.
We've done our thing.
Okay.
The commission's done their thing. I'll say it that way. I didn't look.
You're just reading, right?
Yes, I have a motion, gentlemen.
You got it, or you want?
I have to have one.
I move that we allow the applicant to have their hearing on September the 19th, 2006.
And you're saying we can't say no, Mr. Griffin, correct?
Well,
no. Like
that's what 19th. I'm saying.
You're legally bound. How's that? Okay. I'll second that.
Motion by Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Jones, to grant an appeal to subdivision 205-12 LaCrosse Homes of Delaware Incorporated, otherwise known as Haymarket Subdivision.
Hayfield.
Hayfield. I said Haymarket, I'm sorry, it's England. Hayfield. And we're man that
used to be Hayfield.
We can't vote now, so.
Used to be a Hayfield.
Questions? Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
Okay, next.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes, sir.
You may want to clarify that that the motion was to grant an appeal hearing, not to grant the appeal, I guess.
Correct. It's correct. I think it's correct. Stand corrected. Grant the appeal hearing for advertising date or something. So I'll buy lunch for that.
The second item under old business is an ordinance amendment. An ordinance to amend Chapter 115, the zoning, Article 11, Part 1, being relating to permitted uses and to close the existing C1 district. Part 2 of the ordinance being Section 3, to create a new CR1 district. Part 3 of the ordinance relates to Article 10, to amend the B1 district relating to conditional uses. And Part 4 being Article 20, to amend the height, area, and bulk requirements. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on March 23rd. You have a copy, or for the benefit of the record, you have a copy of my report.
We do.
Of the commission, a copy of the minutes from the council meeting on April 11th, the public hearing for that zoning amendment or ordinance amendment, and a copy of, I believe, 13 pages of the ordinance and a three-page letter from Dyer McCray Ventures LLC, which was the only correspondence I received after a close of the commission's action. The commission on March 23rd deferred acts on the ordinance amendment. On May 11th of 2006, the commission discussed the ordinance amendment under old business. Mr. Smith made a motion to defer action on this ordinance amendment. Mr. Burton seconded the motion. Mr. Wheatley and Mr. Gordy opposed the motion. The motion was defeated due to lack of a majority, since Mr. Johnson was absent at that evening, so the vote was 2-2. The commission discussed right after the need to make a decision on the ordinance amendment. Mr. Gordy stated he would move that the commission make a recommendation to council that the council not adopt the proposed ordinance to close the existing C1 district and to create a new CR1 district. Instead, he does not support an ordinance that potentially allows 20 units per acre in a new zoning district. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this ordinance amendment to council with a recommendation that the ordinance amendment be rejected for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 4-0.
Gentlemen, you heard Mr. Lane.
Okay. Lars, have we been kicking this thing around for, 2 years, probably? A year and a half, somewhere in that neighborhood?
Wow. In different ways.
In different ways, that's
discussed. We discussed amending the C1 district. We discussed creation of a new district. We went back to trying to amend the C1 district and went back to creating a new district.
Now, in the synopsis of it's been a while since it's been before us. And in the synopsis of this, what does this do in layman's terms? One versus the other, real quickly, if we're going to have to.
Well, just in synopsis, based on the ordinance, what was stated, part one of this ordinance distinguishes certain indoor amusement places as permitted uses and outdoor amusements as conditional uses. The existing C1 district is closed, thereby grandfathering existing zones. Part two creates an entirely new zoning district modeled directly after the new closed C1 district, the now closed C1 district. However, the new district would allow residential uses as a conditional use and at a maximum density of 20 units per gross acre. The new district also includes several text changes addressing issues raised by council and staff. Part three of the ordinance limits any new B1 conditional uses for multifamily to a maximum density of 20 units per gross acre. Part 4 amends the bulk area and height requirements to recognize as approved density in the B1 and new CR1 districts. And Part 5 adds a Table 3 that establishes a gross density of 20 units per acre. And it's like I said, it's 13 pages. The reason it's so long is that we had to include all the conditional use references to
I think the last
B1 and C1 and delete them and allow for what changes.
Basically, to see what the old C1 is grandfathered into the same conditions it stands for right now. The new one has a conditional uses density, and we did change some of the make some house cleaning rules in the ordinance as far as made it easier for conditional uses versus what was permitted. And I think we were down to where we had to pick a number. We threw out a number, and the number was 20. And most of our C1 right now is all 12, if I'm not mistaken.
Well,
and that is how we calibrate our sewers.
Well, we just actually put it on the table for discussion because the number can be lowered. It can't be raised. We talked about
right.
zero. We talked about zero. We talked about 20.
Correct.
We knew it wouldn't be 20, but.
Right. I think that's why, if I'm not mistaken, why the Planning Zoning Commission had heartburn with it because of the 20 number. Other than making a recommendation, they just chose to vote it down.
Yeah, they said it was because there was no mention of a number as high as 20 in the comprehensive plan.
Right.
Mr. Lang, if this is to move forward in any way, any sub-character of this where you're updating ordinances in certain areas, that could be changed at any point, correct? The ordinance change would supersede what's in the code?
Correct.
You're doing some major updates and some different ordinances I know out there, and some of them are built in this ordinance as it's presented today.
Right.
The biggest difficulty of the commission was the 20.
Right.
And again, I think it goes back even further back. They really didn't see a need to change.
The 12, you mean?
The C1 district, because it's basically adopting the same ordinance over again with a different district, and the C1 districts are going to continue to be developed as they're already zoned at 12 units to the acre.
Are you taking the residential out of the new district that's being
but
created?
And those new districts have to be applied for and created. So you're going
to
see development of the C1 continue.
They come back and apply for a CU.
Right.
And what we're doing is setting a maximum in there so that.
So basically, the CR1 would basically be a glorified conditional use.
Well, the CR1 is another C1 district. It just allows for a conditional use for multifamily use.
Right.
It provides that when a guy comes in, stands in front of us, and says, I want to do a shopping center. We get a shopping center. You don't go out and get townhouses where we have had.
If you pay them commercially, do anything.
The new one. In the old days, they come in and tell you they want mini storage.
You're a dog
and it sits there, and then it flips a couple times, and you don't know what you get. So
right.
It's like one of those consultants said, it's you're subdividing a district and giving it a little more control. So it depends on if you want more control. Now, the bugaboo on this one is, again, the 20 units somebody threw out there on the table, which has messed up everything.
Oh, man, well, to get it off center, I'll make a motion. We amend it to 12.
Second. We have a motion and a second.
So now, then, if somebody comes in, is what we're saying, under conditional use in the CR1, we know that it's going to be residential.
Okay, can we discuss one thing?
Right, because they have to ask specifically now
at this maximum
if they're going to deviate. So we hear about a shopping center.
Right.
We're not going to get something else. They would have, if we're going to get residential, they're going to have to come back in and make another application, right?
Ask for a conditional use.
So it's two applications, right?
I had a question.
Okay.
We debated earlier on a few months ago, or a year ago. What's the, if you put it at 12, what happens in that case that you had something that should be less or be more?
Well, we have the ability to go.
The number was
there more than 12, and right now our, gentlemen, if you remember, our engineering department gives us comments many, many times in the around Coastal Highway there, Route 1 in Rehoboth, that they only had engineered things there for like 6.78 or something, that there's not capacity. Now then, if somebody comes in and the engineering department gives you comments that there isn't capacity because of down the line or a pump station, they can then reduce it to the number they've suggested. 12 might be still too much because it is currently today too much. But because
it is zoned that
way. Because it's permitted that way, you all have said go ahead and give it to them. But
that's
in this new one, you have the ability to reduce it if you want to be responsible and worry about our sewer capacity.
In this new one, they wouldn't be entitled to
right.
wouldn't be
any residential units as a matter of right.
Right.
I always understood that the engineering department could cut them back, but I've never seen that happen, because they've been directed not to.
But if it was a zero, you can go either way.
But with this now, you will have, you can stipulate, and if you don't stipulate what the engineering department is, then you will be obviously exceeding through legislative action.
Okay, gentlemen, we got a motion on the table here by Mr. Jones, second by Mr.
So you're reducing it just to what it is currently today?
Yes.
12.
By condition use only.
By condition use only. Okay, you understand it, gentlemen?
Yes.
Call for the vote. Mr. Cole.
Yeah, I guess just to move it on, I don't know. I think there is some merit to probably wait till the new land use plan. Now we got 18 months. We've dragged it out this long. I don't know if waiting and letting it become part of this overall package, and who knows what we're looking at, because I don't like changing things. I know you can change it, but it's difficult once we adopt these things to change. So, I mean, but, and I also don't like the idea that we've grandfathered in all this other C1. But
you're just bidding the number right now, not the whole thing.
We're just bidding on the number of 20. Yes. Reduced. I'll go, well, I think 12 is still exceeds it, but I'll do, that's better than 20. 20 is out.
Yeah, I'll vote to agree to 12 then.
Mr. Cole, reduce it by 8. Mr. Phillips.
I'm blessed.
Mr. Jones?
My vote is yes also.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes, and all that is due.
Well, you've been told it's too much so many times, and you still hadn't registered.
Okay, now we...
Another
is what the zoning is, Mr. Cole.
Right.
I can't help but...
Mr. Griffin, you can talk outside. Mr. Griffin, go ahead.
Another issue that was brought up at the public hearing was that the ordinance, as it was originally put together, didn't have the words required by the statute that says the County of Sussex hereby ordains. After the public hearing, it's now been added in. So we have an issue there, and if you want to make that amendment, you would need to vote on that amendment also before you would adopt it.
Explain the ramifications of that.
Say that again. Where are you talking about? Can we look at it somewhere in writing on one of
these?
It's on my copy. It's already
first
there.
First page, yeah. Up at the top, right under the title, County of Sussex hereby ordains.
Yeah.
See that? What the statute says is that...
Which page, Mark?
First page.
This?
No, first page.
Oh, the ordinance. Okay, back there. Here.
The ordinance. Yeah, you got to go through the back.
Right here. Okay, ordain. Okay, I see. We're just talking about that. Okay.
And what the statute says is that after the public hearing, the county government may adopt the ordinance with or without amendments or reject it. But if it is amended as to any matter of substance which is not embraced within the title of the ordinance, the county may not adopt it until the ordinance or its amended sections have gone through the public hearing process. So the issue there is whether adding those words, County of Sussex hereby ordains, is a matter of substance.
And
well, that's a legal question that you should answer.
And you're comfortable for us to amend it today and move on?
Well, it's not, I'm going to come down on the side of saying it's not a matter of substance, because okay, it's not part of the operative, although it's a required preamble, it's not part of the operable language of the statute you're trying to amend. And the title, and it's not something that's, although you have a title there, it doesn't refer to that in the title.
Right.
So I'm sure Mr. Kramer will disagree, but.
Are you being gray or what?
Well, the title is advertised, but that title particular is line is not in the
Mr. Kramer
first.
You're just adding this because the ordinance says that those words must appear in any ordinance. And in the future, we want to make certain that when the staff puts together an ordinance, that that's in there.
Yeah, clerical.
Mm-hmm. So you would need to put that in if you're hoping to
okay.
Should
adopt this
should
ordinance.
We make that as a separate motion right now, just like we did on the 20
units? Yep, yep, yep.
I don't see why you wouldn't.
Well, I will make a motion that we add the wording, the County of Sussex hereby ordains, to this ordinance.
Second that?
You're saying that was put in the original draft, but in this document?
It was put in after the public hearing.
Right.
That's pretty strong words.
What'd you say?
That's pretty strong words. I bet Kramer won't agree with it. But anyway, we have a motion, Mr. Cole. Do we have a second?
I think Jones second.
Yeah, yes.
Jones second. Second, Mr. Jones.
Yeah,
to,
Mr. Cole and myself.
To add the words, the County of Sussex hereby ordains without going back to public hearing, correct? Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I'll make Kramer happen and say no.
Motion passed.
Yeah.
All right. next thing. Next.
God.
I want that courtroom door wide open just then.
Oh, go ahead. Next.
Frivolous.
Go ahead. Yeah, Mr. Lang.
All done. You're waiting to vote on the
gentlemen,
ordinance.
Mr. Lang did say that any part or subpart of this ordinance can be modified at any time. Now, we had some comments, and I don't know if you include them from Mr. Dyer on the original public hearing. And he made quite some strong statements there. That was
you can make
idea.
Sense of it.
Is any of that, have you incorporated that, any of that in the deal?
No, we haven't amended the ordinance Dyer. Whatsoever, except for the County of Sussex hereby ordained. That's all we've
so all the comments that anybody made that night's not been.
No.
And it on, because there were some good things.
There was no direction from the council.
Kevin was asked about this one part of the district and then making a 42 to go to 100 feet by right.
Well, that would be more than 20 units. We just killed that. So let's move on.
No, but I think that, how, Mr.
One big 40-story unit?
The comment that made was that night. We're not talking about, he was, I think they were speaking of that night, like a higher agency wanted to come here and they said, well, they don't come here because they can't get enough rooms in their hotel to make it cost justified. They wanted to go 4 stories. I think the 100 would just throw it out there, but.
And I said, too bad.
If, you know,
go somewhere
if
else.
He went 55 feet for a hotel, that's just one more story. Normally they come in here with 42 feet, but then they need to come for a board adjustment for the mechanicals or the little fence
right.
on top,
right.
always. So,
and
they
could
right
ask for more floors.
Right
they have the right to ask for a variance. Exactly.
For any height, correct?
Any height.
Any number.
But I mean, that I don't think it was anything to do with the density of home. It was for
no,
hotels.
It wasn't. I think it was
hotels and that sort of thing. Is any consideration for that at all? Or?
God, I hope not.
But that was part of the public
but
hearing.
That wasn't put in because council didn't give any staff any direction to go back and add that.
The staff
but,
has.
Well,
not,
that night we just heard it and closed, and that's where we've left
yeah,
it.
That's
right?
where exactly. You,
there's been no direction given to change anything, so we either vote on it as we got it, or we start over again and drag it out a while longer, right, Mr.
Start over.
You can add, Mr. Griffin.
Well, I killed 50 trees with this ordinance already. So
Mr. Griffin.
Do we have a motion to adopt this thing?
Now, Mr. Stickles is good.
You don't want to start adding to heights. I mean, the night he came in and asked about going to 100 feet, giving height. You better take in consideration every fire company then that's going to want to start coming in here asking for apparatus for 100 feet.
Well, I think that was just like the 20. That was not the
right.
deal. They all got apparatus now to reach 5 or 6 stories, but they don't have it.
Okay, let's
how not. About the Mr.
Talking about 10 stories.
Let's move,
then.
Yeah. Let's
well,
go.
No. I'm just saying if you added one story, not that Mr. Dyer McCray or Brett Dyer has some good comments during that hearing. So none of those, we just listened to it that night and closed it. We've not talked
no,
about
I,
it since.
I think there was, Lynn, I think we directed staff on certain things we wanted in because this thing's been going on like I said, 100 years almost. Like,
but he said nothing
know.
Was put in there.
Well, because
there, was
no there wasn't a majority of council felt that it should be in there.
Well, now may be a good time to talk about that. The biggest issue that was holding this up, in my opinion, was the units per acre. And we've gotten that behind us. Now, there are some very pertinent other issues that should be discussed.
And let's have a workshop.
We don't have to vote on this today. And we can talk about the height. I agree with Mr. Jones that this may be an appropriate time to look at the height.
Are you ready to vote or are you ready to delay?
We're ready to get
he just
right.
interpreted it as you're ready to delay.
No, we're ready to vote
so I'm
on,
getting different
on
mixed,
the height.
Am I getting mixed signals here
are
today?
You saying four, are you saying 60 feet? Is that what you
no,
were saying?
I was just, no, I was saying
but ready to vote
the,
on
the,
what
the,
we
the
got.
The Board of Adjustment does have that ability to do that now. And that, you know, my concern about giving a carte blanche would be if we're doing the same thing by, you know, there's certain areas that in my opinion could use that height, but that's why the Board of
They'll
Adjustment.
Interpret it, Mr. Jones, as the right. It's
yeah.
it, no, and then we'll be in this property rights right. issue that we right. put it in writing that they know the high, whether, and then we don't have arbitrarily
this
the
is,
ability to turn it back. So let's just
this
move
this
on.
Is all part of the conditional use side of this ordinance, Mr. Griffin, or we're not?
And we're adopting the ordinance now.
Mr. Cole, if we were to address the height issue, is that something that would be addressed during the conditional use process if somebody wanted a residential structure that was in excess of what we currently have?
Well, you probably would have to go back to the public hearing process because that would be a substantial amendment.
You would have, conditional use does not reference height. Conditional use references permitted uses under conditional use process. The variance for the height goes to the Board of Adjustment.
Well, this ordinance title says, very last line, amend the height, area, and bulk requirements. So it's already incorporated in the title.
Numbers well, and go with it.
It refers to that because that's the section of the ordinance that has those requirements, but does it have anything? I don't think it has anything in there, but it's different than what's in our current ordinance about that, does it, Mr.?
No, the height's the same. It's 42 foot.
Yeah, same height.
But the title does embrace the concept
well,
of amending
does.
The height.
But that's...
That would give us the opportunity.
From 42 to 100, to me, is probably a substantial change.
I don't think that never went.
And I don't even think it'll pass muster. Do you have any support for this, Mr. Phillips, or are you just trying to promote, because it's an election year, higher densities and higher buildings because you think that's what the people of Sussex County want? I mean, what is going on here?
To address your question, this has nothing to do with density. This is about height. The density has been capped at 12 units per acre. Now, if we want to go up so we can have an additional open space, that may be something worth considering.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I guess the issue would be whether somebody, some member of the public could say, I would have come out and objected if this had been proposed at 100 feet, but it wasn't. It was proposed at what we now allow, so I didn't come forward and make my objection, so.
You can't change it. We'd have to start over again.
So you're saying legally we're not in a position to amend the height, even though it's in the title?
It's a pretty substantial change from what you proposed and put out to the public.
Are we at 42 now?
Yeah. 42 now.
42 to 60. Does that pass the substantial test or not?
Well, it's...
That's just one story.
You're not running afoul of that provision by adding something not addressed in the title, but what the issue is whether it's substantial enough variance from what you told the public you were going to do that you might need to go back and give them another shot at.
I understand that. You made it clear that 100 is substantial. My question to you is 60 substantial?
Yeah. Lawrence.
Probably.
Okay. So you've basically said we cannot address that today because it's not embraced in the title.
Well, so you're saying anything that Mr. Trent Dyer said that night, we couldn't add in any of that either?
Well, if we'd have done it earlier,
we'd
not like now.
Not to. But we've not done anything or even talked about it since about here.
And you should have called for a workshop on this ordinance if you had those. It appears that everything was agreed to at this point, and we're moving on. But call a workshop, and we'll deal with it. But you just can't sit here and shoot from the hip, gentlemen. Nobody can remember what Mr. Dyer said in that letter if you could have interpreted most of the letters.
Well, we do have a copy.
Right here. He gave it to you.
Yeah. And we have one article.
And we're going to sit here and change it now.
No, say that.
I hope not.
My question was. My question was, what you heard in the public hearing, you're not taking any consideration for any of it that anybody said. Well, you're just bringing it up and saying we're going to vote on it.
I think that's certainly, if that's the way you interpret it, yes, you have to interpret it.
And my suggestion is if we vote it down today, we just let the land use planning process work its magic and see what it ends up after through the next 18 months. Don't bring this back up again, gentlemen. Don't waste our time with a workshop.
So that's what
if you can't make it, if you want to give more, higher, more, the reason people come here and appreciate Sussex County, because we have lower buildings, we don't have the big, tall buildings, we don't have the high density, we already have congested roads and all this other stuff, and any of this stuff you're talking about adds to the problem. Everybody knows that, except maybe the four guys sitting to my right.
We have sprawl.
Yeah, that is unjust.
You got sprawl, boy. You got it.
That's why you got it. You don't go up.
No. It's got nothing to do with going up. You'd have just high density sprawl.
I think
you don't get
this. Thing's been kicked around for a year and a half. We've settled the density issue.
Right.
I think the Mr. Dyer's comments and things are for another day. I think we need to vote on the issue today and get something done.
Thank you, Dale.
We're tired. I'm tired of just deferring and doing nothing. I'm ready to vote.
Me too.
You could always come back at a future date with an amendment to it. Take it through the process the proper way.
No, I would say dump it on the new land use planning consultants, let them incorporate it in the new plan, and we stay out of it until we go through the whole process again, but not to start over on this and again.
That's what I'm saying.
We can't even get a vision on this right now. We're all changing here at the last minute.
Well, at least we've come to a unanimous decision on the ordinance so far. Let's go ahead and adopt what we've got. We'll talk about amending it later.
I agree.
And Mr. Lang, you said we can amend any part of it any time, right?
Mr. Rogers, specifically which part?
I'm not just asking about anything. We're not taking consideration.
Sure,
anything.
But have a workshop. Let's talk about it. God, I don't want... This is okay. Not fair to the public or anything.
I got a motion, Tom.
I'll make a motion.
That's a sign.
Second.
That's a sign.
We adopt the ordinance. Motion by Mr. Duke, second by Mr. Cole, to adopt the ordinance as in printed form. With the deletion, dropping it from 20 to 12, and we ordain it.
Right.
Questions? Mr. Cole.
This will make a considerable change, and will give a little better control into the residential aspects of the commercial district. So I'll vote yes just to keep things going.
Mr. Phillips?
I've been saying all along that the residential component in the commercial district, although it's a right and a right has to be respected by a body such as ours, is not necessarily appropriate when you consider 12 units per acre can be placed in that commercial zone by right. This corrects that misnomer, in my opinion. It does, though, protect those who currently have that zoning, who have paid the price to acquire that zoning. It does also give us the flexibility in the future to provide a residential component in a commercial district. And I think 12 units per acre is fair. I do believe that there are some very significant parts of this that needs to be addressed, whether it's in an upcoming ordinance or in the new land use plan, and I hope the council will recall this conversation today, that we do believe there are some parts that need to be fixed. And that, I say yes.
Mr. Phillips votes yes. Mr. Jones, just say yes.
Like I said, we've been working on this thing since doomsday, and I think we narrowed it down the last time we came up in front of us to strictly where the EDUs per units per acre. We put a number in. We all realized that it was probably going to be less than that. We have amended that, and my vote is yes.
Mr. Dukes?
My vote is yes.
My vote is yes. All right, next. Next, Mr.